Have you ever just woke up and kind of just hated a dude? You kind of just hated someone, like vengeful, flaming hate? That was me with this guy called Stephen Curry. He's a 6'3 point guard playing in Golden State for the Warriors, and I just despise this guy. But I love to watch him. Last week, he had this game versus Washington Wizards, and I was getting so ready to hate on him, so ready to pick him apart. He plays with this guy, Kevin Durant, and I just love making fun of how he's not one of the best players on his team anymore. Supposedly he's top in the league, but not top on his team. And it was a ridiculous game. What do I mean? Stephen Curry dropped 23 points in the NBA against an NBA team in only the first quarter of the game. He finished the game with 51 points in only three quarters, including 11 three-pointers. And when I say three-pointers, he was shooting from the NBA logo, the half court. He might have even shot from Atlanta, from Vegas, from the moon. He was so far behind the three-point line. And what's ruthless about Stephen Curry is he's already been crowned the best shooter of all time. However, he said something super interesting. Actually, it wasn't him, it was his trainer. They asked his trainer in an interview, what did you and Steph work on in the offseason? You know what his trainer said? He said, to become a better shooter. Hi, this is @FlySoon. You're listening to the Top Twitch and Fortnite Tips podcast. Comes out every single Tuesday. And I'm your host, twitch.tv/FlyStewie. And the building swag is always on 500,000 trillion. Hello, Flight Crew. How are you guys doing? And the super interesting thing about Stephen Curry is he didn't work on his weaknesses in the offseason. No, no, no. He wanted to perfect his strengths, take it to another level, take it to somewhere else. As streamers, there's something super interesting that happens, you know? It's we want to incorporate everything into our stream that maybe we're lacking, maybe we're not good as, maybe we're not as enthusiastic, or we're not as informative, or we're not as entertaining as someone else per se. Maybe our Twitch panels don't look good or something. And it's like, I think once we got all the basics, and once we really understand what's building our stream, those are the type of things that we need to focus on as Twitch streamers to really bring us and define us as, or get to whatever goal we want. So what I wanted to share with you guys is after, like, I think it's 5 to 6 months now I've been Twitch streaming, I've come up with a schedule, and this schedule I feel is perfect for me if I want to do a partner push. So I'm thinking about doing a partner push maybe in the new year. I got to pick a month. Right now I'm testing on my internet connection because I've been having troubles with that. But if everything's good, I go a month straight of just good internet connection streaming or something, I think I might do a partner push. And you may ask, what is a partner push? Well, a partner push for me is a commitment to a schedule that has all activities that build your stream. Every single thing you do is modified so it builds your stream. For some people, that's just streaming for 6 hours. For some people, that's only streaming for two. And then working the rest. So I'm going to tell you exactly how I plan out to do a partner push. And from this schedule, you can kind of get the idea of what I think goes into really building a great, great, great Twitch network. So let me start it off. Without further ado, we're going to start off with what I would do. Woo! So the first thing I would do is I would start actually Twitch streaming or streaming my gameplay. I mainly stream Fortnite. I would start streaming Fortnite on a different platform. What platform are you talking about? Using a service called Restream, I'd spend like 30 minutes restreaming on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all those platforms, stream on them all at once, right? Do like a building video or something like that, interact with the people there in that audience, have my Twitch link in my title, and then do that video and say, hey guys, I'm actually going to be streaming on Twitch in a bit. If you guys want to hop over it, feel free. That way, when I start actually Twitch streaming, everyone can come through, see my stream, and I can start pulling audiences from those other ones, right? Now, as I get on Twitch, right, I would actually do another stream, right, but this time I would do it on my IG live. So a lot of you guys who follow me on IG, that's twitch.flystewie on IG, you'll notice I always go live on IG before I go on my stream, and that's because Instagram likes to push their live content to a lot of different people, right? They really like to put it at the front of your list a lot. So if anyone interacts with that, then yes, they will see that I am streaming, and then they can come forth and, you know, hop into my stream, right? Obviously, that will be around 8 minutes, the first one, Facebook, YouTube, around 30 minutes. Then I'm going to spend around an hour and a half regular days, on weekends maybe like 3 hours, but an hour and a half on regular days doing my Twitch video, right? So my Twitch video, I started off, I make sure, you know, I show my face a lot, say my name a lot. I always say my name, Fly Stewie, Fly Stewie, Fly Stewie, so that all the new people, they know who I am, right? I think that's one of the things that a lot of people don't do, but I just found some sort of hack way to throw in Fly Stewie as much as I can say it, build that brand awareness for everyone there, do my stream for an hour and a half. After my stream, I'll raid someone. I always raid. It's an easy, easy way to network with someone. Yo, here's my followers. Hey, this is a guy that I like to mess with. He's really good, really great. Raid him on his channel for a bit. While I'm on his channel, I take 20 minutes while I'm on his channel typing the chat. I take 20 minutes and make a highlight video out of my Twitch stream. So I go to the Twitch stream that I actually just did, right? Find a couple of highlights, make a 20-minute or 10-minute highlight video of that, and then put it on my YouTube, right? So I put that video on my YouTube, schedule it for like next week or something, and then I make even smaller highlight clips, and then I'll put them on my Instagram. I'll schedule them into my Instagram using an app called Buffer. You can find it in the App Store. It lets you schedule a bunch of posts to Instagram. That way that I could put it in, out of sight, out of mind. My captions are already written down in an app called Google Keep. And then from Google Keep, I just copy that caption, put it in. You know, my captions has my hashtags, who to follow, who's been supporting my channel, stuff like that. I put it in there, and then I'm good to go. So I create some stuff on YouTube, buffer them to IG. And if my IG Live was very in a podcast format, I might strip the audio of my IG Live and then put it on to my podcast. I've done that for the earlier versions. I might put my IG Live and put it on my podcast. I've done that for some of my earlier versions, but I might do that in the future too. Who knows? And all of this around, it creates a bunch of content. I did it before how much content it created, and it was maybe around like 9 pieces of media or something like that, but it like really covers, like really has a great reach. Of course, in there, I'll be doing Snapchats while I'm playing. I'll be doing IG stories while I'm playing, you know. I'm doing my Twitch stream, I'll be doing IG stories, Snapchat stories. These are things to get people keep coming to my videos. I'll be making clips. Clips are a good way to get people to that haven't seen your videos. They'll see a clip and then they'll come watch your stream. These are all cool little ways to get discovered. And if I do this maybe like 5 times a week, so that's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. If I am able to hit that 5 days a week, I think I'll be able to convert a large part of my Instagram audience. So right now I have around 12,000 followers on Instagram. 30% of them are actively probably interacting with my stuff. So 30% of 12,000, we're just going to round it down to 3,000. Out of those 3,000, maybe 10% of those people I could get to watch my Twitch streams. So that's around 300 people from Instagram, trying to convert those consistently to get viewers on Twitch. That's kind of the overall feel. Going for 300 viewers in total, I'm actually trying to go to 300 average viewers in total from my Instagram. 300 average viewers obviously really clears over the 75. Right now, maybe I'm around 10, 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40 on a good day, right, for average viewers. But that would be like the mindset to get to partner. Now, notice how I just sat this whole plan here. It's around 3 hours, right? Some days it could be 5 hours, depending on how much I stream. But you'll notice that like I spend almost as much time as I do in streaming and making content for Instagram, for YouTube, for these other social medias. And the reason that is because when it comes to social media, one of the things that I really learned is the easiest way to build your social media is to do it through all platforms at the same time. That is the best way to build brand here, 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 here. You're super hardcore focusing on one or two, right? So for me, I'm super hard focusing on Instagram right now. Not even Twitch, but on Instagram, right? Now my partner push is going to be when I start super hard focusing on Twitch, and that way I'll be able to get a lot of followers every day or week. But I'm super hard focusing on Instagram, and then after I'm gonna start super hard focusing on Twitch, using that schedule, I'll be able to actually become a full-fledged Twitch partner streamer. Everything here has been tested throughout the 6 months to see, okay, what is the most effective way to do. And I think one of the big misconceptions, especially with new streamers or even veteran streamers, is that they feel as streaming builds their stream. And that's not necessarily true. If you don't have viewers in your stream, it's hard to build your stream when there's nobody there. The thing that builds your stream is networking. And the best way to network is to build a community on one of these social networks. So I've said in an earlier video, the social network that gives you the most status or the most leverage is Instagram, I feel. Like, when someone sees you have 10,000 followers on Instagram, they're like, oh, this guy's a serious guy. He's a serious streamer. Like, you're taken serious super instantly, right? I think if you're trying to build your stream or you're actually trying to get, like, paid or make a lot of money, probably the best platform is Facebook, right? That's because Facebook has an older demographic, right? And older demographic means people are going to have more money. It's very easy to promote your stuff there and advertise your stuff. Maybe you do a live stream on Facebook. You promote it to a Twitch audience, so people who are following a Fortnite fan page or a FaZe Clan fan page. And then from there, you can actually start marketing your stuff easier to an audience. And you don't necessarily need a very successful Facebook page to do that. You can just instantly start throwing dollars and promoting stuff that way. So anyways, this has been your boy at FlyStu in the building. Swag is always on 5,000 trillion. Thank you, Flight Crew, for rocking with me. If you felt this, if you like this review, make sure to tune in every Tuesday and leave a 5-star review on iTunes, guys. That is how this podcast gets found by people and this podcast gets spread. I'll be back here every single Tuesday, and we, Flight Crew, have to take off. The top Twitch and Fortnite Tips podcast.